Okay, hi, my name is Daniel Nelson. This is Mobile Buzz, and we are going over the Sidekick 2 today. The Sidekick 2 has a very interesting swivel screen, very interesting OS, specifically designed for the Sidekick 2 and marketed by T-Mobile. The OS was designed by Danger, and the product itself was manufactured by Sharp. The unique features about the Sidekick is its size. It's somewhat big, but it's also thin. Has an integrated VGA camera, a unique swivel screen that feels like it's going to break off when you flip it open, but really it's not. The hinge is very unique. And the OS, it has a whole bunch of bubbles, and you pick your bubble, basically, for what you want to do. It's called a hip-top OS. That is what Danger manufactures it as, a hip-top. Sidekick got special rights to do it, or T-Mobile got special rights to market it as the Sidekick 2. And it has like the integrated VGA camera, like I said before, which when you hold it up, it has two shoulder buttons, and you click the shoulder button to take the picture of the with the camera with the screen closed. So it looks like you're actually taking pictures with a digital camera. The camera's on the back. Speakerphone is also on the back, which sucks when you're typing and it's sitting on the table or whatever. It has a full QWERTY keyboard that I have never heard anything about. No, anything bad about, excuse me. And it's rubberized, the keys are spaced fairly nicely apart. It lights up, and it's got a full HTML with JavaScript download browser, instant messaging, AOL, Yahoo, text messaging, picture messaging, email capabilities. It's got its own email client on it, which gives you one T-Mobile email account and up to 3 external POP3 email accounts. Everything that you do on the phone is basically backed up by T-Mobile's servers. Pictures are all stored on its server. So you have unlimited picture capacity, but you just have to delete some off your phone. And contacts are automatically backed up by T-Mobile's servers. Email. It's a very interesting device. One bad thing is that you have to hold down the end key to end the call. The camera quality is so-so. I mean, it's a VGA camera, but that's what you'll get with most phones. No MP3 player, very little customization options. You can choose bumpers to put on, which are like little rubber sides. But there's only one screen saver. You can't customize wallpaper because of the OS. But it's got 4 different buttons on all 4 corners of the device, which is very interesting. One of them goes to the home screen, one is a menu button, one is a cancel, and the other one is a done button. And it also has a click wheel, which is very useful, and I wish more phones had it. The click wheel lets you roll nicely through menus, emails, whatnot, web pages, and then you click down with it, and it selects stuff. So it's very interesting. Hold on. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My throat's dried out. And so the click wheel is one of the defining features. I know people that have bought phones after they had their Sidekick just because they had a click wheel. Moving on to the Sidekick 3, it's supposed to debut in April of 2006. People said it was supposed to come out the end of last year, 2005, but it did not. There are leaked pictures on Gizmodo.com. Click on cell phones. Then halfway down the page, you will find SK3, Sidekick 3. It looks to have a bigger screen. It's said to have MP3 player, better camera, video player, edge high-speed data, Wi-Fi, which is great, but it doesn't look like it has a click wheel, which is very sad. I thought that was a great thing about the Sidekick 2. I guess we'll just see. If you want a good PDA/smartphone, go ahead, get the Sidekick 2. T-Mobile does offer an upgrade for a nominal fee, which would be nice. It's also very versatile phone. It does have a USB port, and for free you can go online, unlock your phone, become a developer, and develop your own applications for the hip-top / Sidekick 2 OS. I think that's very interesting. No other phone I know can do that. So go to Google, type in Or go to Popular Science. There's a Popular Science article on the web about Sidekick 2's hidden applications. Find it, and it has all the links to get to be a developer for free. And then you can submit your application to Danger. They will review it, test it, and possibly put it up for download, and you'll get a small royalty for every time it's downloaded. Now, even though it has a USB port, I would not recommend attempting to hack into this thing. It's very sensitive. People have complained about how their phone crashed after they got the new update for the JavaScript, whatnot. Talk to your T-Mobile representative. If you get the update, I don't know what I would do. If I had it, I probably would just drag it on down to my T-Mobile store, not use it for a while, just leave the screen up, and talk to them about it, have them do it. Or if you feel like a do-it-yourselfer, go ahead, download it. If it breaks, you're probably under warranty, so just send it in, you'll get another one. Right now they have the T-Mobile Sidekick 2 Limited Editions, Juicy Contour, and Mr. Cartoon, black and pink. They are $400 with T-Mobile, and they're very nice, but I would, you know, save the $200, buy the Sidekick 2, and then wait for the Sidekick 3 to come out. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe. I am Daniel Nelson. Email me at razoredge, RAZREDGE, @gmail.com. This has been Mobile Buzz.